USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is now treating the Garlic Festival murders in Gilroy, California, as a domestic terrorism case. FBI Special Agent in Charge John Bennett explains why they opened it.
We have to determine that individual's ideology caused them to commit the act of violence in furtherance of their political and social goals.
President Trump will travel to Dayton and El Paso on Wednesday following the deadly mass murders over the weekend.
The president and the first lady want to go into these communities so that they can share in the sadness but also share in the anger and try and come up with some solutions and talk to people on the ground there.
White House spokesman Hogan Gidley also says the president wants to talk with those affected by the shootings and also wants to praise first responders who saved lives in both shootings. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 312 points to close at 2630. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Job openings and hirings across the United States is falling. The Labor Department reports job openings fell 36,000 in June to a seasonally adjusted 7.3 million. Hiring also decreased by 58,000 to 5.7 million in June as the hiring rate was unexchanged at 3.8%. The country's two largest newspaper publishers will soon become one. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
In a deal announced early Monday, Gatehouse Media will buy Gannett, the owner of USA Today, and more than 100 other newspapers. Once the $1.4 billion transaction goes through, the new company, which will be called Gannett, will publish more than 260 dailies, as well as over 300 weekly publications. The merger is expected to be completed by the end of the year, and when it happens, it means the company will publish more than one-sixth of all the remaining daily newspapers in America.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As we go a little bit deeper into the mass murders that took place over the weekend in both Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas, one of the things we heard President Trump mention on Monday was mental illness and the role mental illness plays in people making these bad decisions and murdering other human beings. Dr. Jillian Peterson is a forensic psychologist. She joined CBS this morning and says,
so you do find mental health concerns, certainly, in the vast majority of mass shooters. But it's important that mental illness and violence, you're not more likely to commit violence if you're mentally ill. You're actually less likely to commit violence if you have a mental illness. You're more likely to be a victim. What we see is these are complicated pathways, and it's childhood trauma and mental health and bullying and other stress factors. And you see this slow build over time. They're complex pathways, so picking out any one piece doesn't work.
And as far as the roles that video games play, she believes?
You know, we did code video games, and we are looking at that. It's a bigger factor in the younger school shooters, but it's not the majority, or it's not an overwhelming sort of piece that we're seeing. I think it's one piece of this puzzle, right? So we have... You know, there's some case studies where you see someone who's been in a lot of first-person violent video games, and they kind of take that into the shooting. It's sort of that script for violence, right? You're mm-hmm. practicing that script, and so it becomes more normalized.
For more news, check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.